This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Shirlette Ammons uses rhythms and rhymes to break down barriers. Through her music, Shirlette blends genres to create a fusion of hip-hop and rock. The Durham musician and poet blends these worlds together in her latest album. It's called Language Barrier, and it's out now on Sugar Cube Records, an independent record label Shirlette runs with her sister, Shirlette. Shirlette joins me now in the studio to play a couple of songs from that new album. Welcome back to the program, Shirlette. So good to have you here.
Frank, thank you. It's an honor. Always good to see you.
And you brought some friends with you. Tom Rao on the synthesizer and bass, Griffin Wade on the drums, and Alec Farrell on the guitar and vocals. Welcome to all of you as well. Good to have you all here. So tell us about this new album, Language Barriers.
Well, all the music is written by a dear friend, Daniel Hart, who I've worked with on past efforts. And the album concept itself is kind of the undertone of the record is love as an act of resistance. And I was thinking about all the various ways we love each other across these imposed and implied barriers, whether it be sexuality or race or age, yet we still choose to love each other. So in that sense, I see love as a political act. So I wanted to write a record that kind of reflected that in its undertone. So Language Barrier is about love as an act of resistance.
And you have always been pushing barriers, running through them, transgressing, rolling over the barriers of genres, right?
Trying to.
Yeah. Is that intentional for you, or do you just find that that's where you are or aren't, depending on how you see your place in the barrier?
I think it's intentional. I think it's become more intentional as I've gotten older and played more music and made more music. A lot of the artists I adore and look up to and consider inspirations do that. And so I've always been intrigued by artists who say that genre is a construction rather than like a motive for music. And so, you know, Prince was that for us, for a lot of us. Michelle Ndegocello is certainly that. Yeah. The Indigo Girls are certainly that. So
Indigo Girls helped you out on this. You worked with them, right?
They did. They were so lovely and awesome to add vocals to a song called Earth Intro.
Wow,
that's on the record, and the whole record is just a slew of amazing and talented guest artists.
We'll talk more about that, but first, how about some music?
Okie doke.
Yeah. Some say life is a bitch. I think that bitch is a diva. They say we asking for it, as if they know our story. I say we grasping at it, gasping at it, passing magic. They say we looking for it. They call us average at it, but they can't see the forest, or it's that they suck at mathematics. They think we gaming, playing psycho babble scrabble. I say we jonesing for it, lunging for it, hapless hazards. They say we savage for it, sort of borderless, foreign nomads who lack decorum. Grasping at it, bound to have it, loud and passionate. Facts are abstinent, not accurate. And the matter is, with the fact that we asking for much, for much. And the matter is, with the fact that they be taking too much, for much. And the matter is, with the fact that we asking for much, for much. And the matter is,
Shirlette Ammons, the band performing Earth Segue from the latest album, Language Barriers, in the studio with her, Tom Rao on bass, Griffin Wade on the drums, and Alec Farrell on guitar and vocals. What a great song. So you've got this real hip-hop sensibility going with the lyrics and a beat going, and then there's this very serious kind of rock overlay. Does that happen to you all at once? How do those pieces, I mean, they feel like pieces for
right.
me. Not when I hear it. It's it's all of a piece.
Right.
But I can pick out the parts.
Right.
Does it come to you in parts?
I think it's about establishing a tone and a feel. Like the lyrics are, the chorus is, we ain't asking for much, but you be taking too much. So there's a like an undertone that's
right.
aggressive in the sentiment of the language. So it's meant to be defiant. So adding a rock edge to that just simply makes sense for the sentiment of the song.
And that takes me back to something you said earlier. Love is an act of defiance, as a political act, that when you say love, you're not talking about some mushy thing where you lay down and become a doormat. There's something
right.
very, there can be something very aggressive.
Absolutely.
Especially in this culture,
yeah.
which tries to deny love kind of every way, every time you turn around.
Don't I know. They? North Carolina, we need to get it together.
Got to get it together.
Yeah.
Stop all the hating. So, and you got together with your sister, Charlotte, and
right.
created this album, the label. Tell
right.
us about that, Sugar
Cube.
Sugar
Cube is really like, we were really literally driving home to visit our mama and talking about this record, and I was talking about my frustrations with shopping it, if you will, to different labels and trying to get feedback and trying to get a response. And then also I was a bit frustrated with like the genre beholdenness of a lot of labels. So I wanted to like find a way to create and put out the record that I wanted to put out the way I wanted it out. So we were like, well, why don't we start a record label? And it was simple as that. And we talked about it on the way down and the way back, and it just became a real thing. So then we partnered with Church Key Records to put this record out. So this is our first effort, but Church Key's been around for a while here in Durham and putting out mostly indie rock records. But our personal mission with Sugar Cube is to put out records that define and defy genre, redefine genre, and also records that represent artists who are currently underserved even by independent labels.
Well, I mean, if genre serves any purpose, it is marketing. It's to help
right.
it's to help listeners know, kind of like, well, that's my music, I think I'll go there.
Right.
So what's the challenge then in creating a market for music that's great music, but I got to get you to tune in, right?
Right. I think the primary thing is to change the psychology. People listen to music of different genres all the
right.
time, but just changing the psychology and acceptance of the fact that that is actually how we listen to and engage music. And we often do that even within the course of one artist. So I think it's the first thing is like just putting music out there and say you're not forced to like or dislike this. Let's be critical about what this is beyond your idea of what you think you might like.
It is sort of amazing. You think about Prince, David Bowie, who we also lost
right.
this year. I mean, people who have just constantly, intentionally broken barriers
right.
and kept audiences
Absolutely.
Following along. So it can certainly be done. Well, how about another sample right now? Will you do a
Okey-doke.
Song?
Thanks. This one is called Language Barrier, the title track on the song, on the record.
Softer than a fabric, soft, not a voice. what she said. So I said, Lord, take your barriers down, down. Lord, take your barriers down, down, down. Lord, take your barriers down, down. Lord, take your barriers down, down, down. Lord, take your barriers down, down. Lord, take your barriers down, down, down. Lord, take your barriers down, down. Lord, take your barriers down, 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 down.
Charlotte Ammons, title track from the new record Language Barrier on Sugar Cube Records. Good to have you in the studio. Great song. Yeah, and I wonder what it's like you work with, you talked about having the Indigo Girls, you know, singing with them. Do you spend much time with them? Do you actually learn something from them in a session like that, or is it kind of hit and run? How's it go?
Well, the Indigo Girls are probably the exception of like all the nationally known artists who appear on the record, because we've toured with them before, and they've become, I consider them to be mentors and friends. And nowadays, Frank, with recording, people record in their little corner of the world and just ship you tracks via email, basically. So that's how that worked. But we have Amelia Meath on the record from Sylvanesso, and Heather McIntyre, and MC Taylor of His Golden Messenger, and Phil Cook, and they all came to the studio and we sat down together and recorded.
What have you learned over your career? You've been doing music for a while now. How has your music changed, do you think? Or has it?
Well, I think it has changed. I'd like to think it's grown and become a little bit more open and focused at the same time, and a bit more probing and risk-taking. I like to be challenged. That's one reason I like to work with Daniel. This music is completely different than anything I've ever done. So the undulation of working with a strings player and composer, it was just a huge challenge. So I like poking at myself.
Does that make you think more about your work as a composition rather than a song? And is that a different way of looking at your music?
Yeah, I think I learned that whole thematic approach and concept building from my time writing poetry, and explicitly from Nikki Finney. She told me directly write thematic work. And I was like, okay.
I'm always curious working with artists like you who are just constantly pushing the envelope and always agitated, you know, always moving forward. Yeah. And then I ask them, you get on and you're doing your last album. It's your new album, but I'm wondering where your head's at, because you're probably 1,000 miles from here. I mean, are you already on the next project?
Semi. I'm always thinking about what's next. Yeah. I've done like a lot of these records where I'm working with cats like Daniel and like the Dynamite Brothers, who give me music that they've already composed. But working with this band has been cool, and I'd like to do some original stuff with them. I haven't asked them yet, so I'll check in and let you know.
I'm talking with Charlotte Ammons. She'll be at the Hall River Ballroom on Sunday, May 15th, as part of the Stand Against HB2. Right now, she's with me on The State of Things. She's with Tom Rau, Griffin Wade, and Alec Farrell. Her new album is called Language Barrier, and well, I tell you what, I want to thank you very much. I haven't left you much time, but I want to let you play us out, so thanks very much.
Awesome. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Charlotte Ammons, the new song, the new record is called Language Barrier. It is on Sugar Cube Records. Tom Rau is on synthesizer and bass, Griffin Wade on the drums, Alec Farrell on guitar and vocals. We've got all the information about the record at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, and Charlie Shelton Ormond. Robin Copley is our technical director. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Charlotte Ammons.
You.
my shoulder. Admit I have no options, cause I'm getting older. Reflections are obnoxious, and it's getting real. Who needs a continent? Forget your four walls, body.